Om Shanti. Little exercise. Sit straight. 3 deep breaths. Relax the body. And now, in the center of the forehead, a little star. Just like that star in the sky. Gently look at that star. No pressure, no force. Very gently. Look at that little star where we apply the tilak. There's a little star there. And as you see that star, gentle practice, no other thought, just looking at the star. And now we will create one thought and we will hold on to it. And that one thought is, I am a powerful soul. Repeat this thought in your mind. Look at that star and gently teach your mind to hold on to one thought. I am a powerful soul. If your mind wants to think again, then allow it to create only the same thought again. I am a powerful soul. If another thought comes there, gently replace, I am a powerful soul. But we are not only creating the thought, we are seeing ourselves, the energy, the creator of this thought. So visualization and the thought creation together. I am a powerful soul. Now use the power of your mind and intellect, and in 1 second reach your workplace, at your desk, in your office. Environment has changed. And sitting on your seat, see yourself there, and again, either being in the center of the forehead, I am a powerful soul. Visualize something not happening right around you. Something that probably happened in the last 1 week. And just bring that entire scene of your workplace there. Not the emotion, just the scene. Not the emotion, not the thought, just the the scene. And there you are, in the middle of that scene, things not right, maybe people not behaving right. It doesn't matter how we reacted in that scene the last time. But see yourself in that scene right now. Again, either being in the center of the forehead, bright, shining light. I am a powerful soul. And now, see yourself responding to the same scene. See how a powerful soul will respond to that same situation or that same person who did not behave the right way last time. I, the powerful soul, in action. At workplace, the way I think, how I feel, what do I say to them? My tone, my vocabulary, my body language. Focus is only on you right now, not on the scene, on the main actor of that scene. That actor is I, and that's my role. I am the actor playing that role. See yourself playing that role as a powerful soul. The actor is a powerful soul. And now, in 1 second, we are at home with family, children, and rewind on the screen of your mind a scene from last week in which I was not in my best state of mind in terms of my emotions. We don't want to go back to that emotion. We're just looking at this scene. And now I'm there with my family. I, the powerful soul. Same scene, same co-actors. Each one playing their role. I am a powerful soul. And now look at yourself. Same scene. How would I, the powerful soul, play my role? My role of a spouse, my role of a parent, my role of a child, of a sibling. It's my role. I am a powerful soul. See yourself playing the role. The scene is old. The feeling is new. you are creating that response right now to a scene that is past. I, the actor, am practicing. I am rehearsing. How am I going to enact my role in every scene of life? And now look at the way you are talking to them. Powerful soul, stable, absolutely calm. Every word accurate. And as I, the powerful soul, play this role, I am radiating power to every other soul in that scene. See this happening, that energy in the center of the forehead, I, the power, and vibrations of power from me radiating to my family. Visualize that ray of light from you, the being, to them. It's like in a dark room, there is suddenly light. Everything is clear. I understand why they did what they did. There's light. Ignorance, darkness is over. I empower them just by being the powerful soul. The scene is old. I, the actor, am enacting the same scene again today, another way. And now, in 1 second, back to this room, back on your seat, and still that being in the center of the forehead with that awareness, I am a powerful soul. Om Shanti. Is it simple? There has to be some response. Yes, no, don't. It's okay if it's difficult, but you'll have to say it. Simple, difficult. How many went off to sleep? It's okay, raise your hands. Very good. How many went off to sleep this morning in the hall? Very good. It's very good. Did you hear Balabhai last night? He said, 1 year I went off to sleep during meditation. And today he's teaching meditation. So tell yourself, he went off to sleep for 1 year. And today he's teaching. And very soon, who's going to be teaching? Put the finger. Very soon, who's going to be teaching? Yes. Going to sleep is a very good sign. It's a sign that my clutter of my old thoughts that are making noise have stopped talking. They have stopped talking. But because my mind does not know how to hold on to a silent mind. Because for me, silence comes close to sleep. And so, as soon as the mind's noise, it just goes off to sleep. And when you sleep, you are actually absorbing completely the vibrations that are created here. So when you sleep, don't tell yourself, oh, why did I go off to sleep? You say, very good, I absorbed so much power in those 2 minutes. Yes. In this hall, even if you sleep throughout the entire session, that's also fine. That is also fine. We will fall off to sleep because most of us are sleep deprived. How many of you know that you are sleep deprived? You know how you're sleep deprived. And how do you know that you're sleep deprived? Because you were tired yesterday of traveling. It's not sleep deprived, it's not yesterday. Sleep deprived is... How many of you feel like sleeping a little more when you wake up every morning? That's one sign of sleep deprived. Second sign is, you can fall off to sleep anytime when you don't engage yourself with, you know, especially when you're not doing anything, like in a train, on a flight, or like here, when you're not doing something and you can fall off to sleep. How many of you have this beautiful habit of being able to fall off to sleep? And many people today think it's a good. And so when we ask somebody, like, you fell off to sleep, he said, yeah, I can go off to sleep anywhere, anytime. So they think it's a very good adat that I can fall off to sleep anywhere, anytime. Only anyone who's short of sleep can go off to sleep anywhere, anytime. Like, you know, suppose you're a deadline project, you've not slept right for 3-4 nights and you were working day and night. After that, you can fall off to sleep anytime. What all happens when we haven't slept well for 3-4 nights? One, we can fall off to sleep anytime. Does anything else happen when we are short of sleep? Hanji? Low energy. Very good. I'm short of sleep. Anything else that happens when I'm short of sleep? Hanji? Irritable. We become very irritable because we are working with a tired mind. Soya nahi hai na wo man. So we are tired. So we will react. We will get irritable. We will snap. But when we haven't slept for a couple of nights, people around us are very compassionate and they say, it's okay, wo soya nahi hai, chhod do, 2 din mein theek ho jayega. And so they understand our reactions, they understand our irritability and they say, it's okay, it's only because of short of sleep. But when that short of sleep becomes a daily routine, then neither you nor they remember that all these reactions are happening because we are short of sleep. So the one gift you have to give yourself from here is deep sleep. Not long hours of sleep. Deep sleep. Today all our doctors are telling us 8 hours, 9 hours. What a waste of time to sleep so much. Did our parents, grandparents ever sleep 8-9 hours? No. How many hours did they sleep? Take care. We are same human beings like them, right? And they were sleeping 5 hours, 6 hours. It was an era where we didn't have many medical facilities. But if you see health-wise, even today our grandparents who would be 80, 85, 90, 95, they are like, in spite of having slept less. So our equations about less and more are a little... Yesterday Balapai had put a slide. Think less. Does anybody remember what that was? Think less. Think slow. And think right. Take your diary and pen. Fresh page. Leave 2-3 lines on top. And then write on the third or fourth line. Put a gap. Think less. Think slow. Think right. Think less. Think slow. Think right. Which means when I'm thinking less, automatically the speed of thoughts is going to be slow. And that only happens when I'm thinking right. So we've all experienced it. As soon as there is a trigger or a stimulus in my life, suddenly my mind goes, why, how, then, this, that. There's suddenly too much noise. So what has happened? I'm thinking wrong. Though we don't believe that's wrong thinking, we'll see whether it's right or wrong. But when I'm creating any negative thoughts, waste thoughts, it is think wrong. And when I'm thinking wrong, the speed will go. And that's why another epidemic we have today in the world is called overthinking. Overthinking. Earlier also we used to experience overthinking, but it was situation based. You know, here comes a trigger and I'm upset or I'm hurt or I'm angry or something and I will overthink. But within a few minutes it would come back to its normal speed of thinking. But now the speed has changed. And people are thinking at that pace most of the time. Now just visualize overthinking during the day and body is tired and you go off to sleep. So who's gone off to sleep? Who's gone off to sleep? The body has gone off to sleep. The mind was still at what speed? And sleep means mind has to go off to what speed? But I did not do anything to slow down the speed before going to sleep. Do we do anything to slow down the mind before going to sleep? No. So at the speed that I was during the day, and then I come home, and I probably watch something in the name of entertainment, which is going to slow down the mind? You have to give me the answers. I haven't seen it since many years. So you'll have to give me the answer. Does it slow down the mind? No. And then after I finished my entertainment, I say I need to know what's happening in the world, so I switch on to the news channel. And does that slow down the mind? No. And then after I've consumed all that, I come onto my bed and I say, okay, just before going to sleep, I need to see my phone. And then here, and the next app here, and here, and 10-15 minutes of scrolling, does that slow down my mind? So already an overthinking mind, consumed entertainment, consumed news, and in the name of de-stressing my space, my time just before going to sleep, I consumed social media information, and now by the time I'm going to sleep, what speed is my mind at? Overthinking, if that's ever a word. But I'm so tired physically that I just fall off to sleep. And then when I wake up in the morning, even if it's after 6 hours or 7 hours or 8 hours, body is energized, mind is tired. And mind says, why can I sleep for a few minutes more? Why would anybody want to sleep for 5 minutes after 8 hours? Matlab jo kaam 8 ghante mein nahi hua. But we are really tired. It's a fact. We are tired. Why are we tired? Because sleep did not do to the mind what it had to do to the mind. It only worked on the body. But I do not have the option of taking a holiday or even sleeping longer. So I push that tired mind out to work. And then in that stimulus, situations, problems, issues, people not behaving right, and content, everything, that overthinking mind is thinking even more during the day. And then I go back to sleep the same way next night, and next, and next. How many days has it been like that? Give a figure. How many days has it been like that? Okay, yours to fit how many years? Give a figure, write it in your diary. How many years have I done this to myself? Who have I exploited the most in this life? I made this person work and work and work without sleep for how many years? Bataiye, how many years? Anybody? How many years? 10. Hanji? 20. Take a minute, take a second of silence and say sorry to yourself. I'm sorry for exploiting you so much. I'm sorry for what I have done to you. I'm sorry I did not take care of you. I took care of everyone. Everyone at home, everyone at work. But I didn't take care of you. I love you so much. Bolo. Apne aap ko bolo. I love you so much. And today I promise you. Bolo. Now you can say the rest of the line. Today I promise you. Kya? Bolo ji, say it the way you would say to someone else. Today I promise you that I will take care of you till. Visualize your spouse after a big fight ready to leave home. What are you going to say? What are you going to say? I love you so much. I promise you that I will always take care of you till the. Now put that in the diary, the line. Because just saying it here, you will forget by Monday morning. Write your vow to yourself. Like some people, on their wedding anniversary, they revise their vows again. Repeat, what did you say to me? So we have to revise this vow every single day. Living in a world which has forgotten to take care of themselves. It won't take time for us to go back into that same habit. It won't. If anyone thinks I'm a changed person here in 3 days, no, you're not. Not at all. Biggest myth, after going back from here, I'll be like this for the rest of my life. No, you will not. You won't even be like this by the time you reach the airport or the station. One news, flight delayed by 6 hours. Flight cancelled. Bigger stimulus. It's not that easy. But if we do it the right way, it's very easy. It's very simple. But anything and anyone, well, only thing will be simple when we take care. Can you visualize exploiting your staff, making them work without sleeping for years? No. But that's what we've done to ourselves. So now with think less, think slow, think right. What do I need to change to be able to do that? So go 2 lines above that and say content. Now you share the answer. It was think less, think slow, think right. Content less. Take care. Content less. Second, content slow. How do we do content slow? You know, nowadays, you see how media is working with our mind. Earlier, we would listen to the video at the pace that the video was. Can you see what's happening? Now, what did they say? You can make it multiplied by 1, multiplied by 1.25, multiplied by 1.5, multiplied by 2, which means how fast you want your mind to work. So we say time to hai nahi, so multiplied by 2. And we thought we saved time. Yes, we did save time. But what did we do to the speed here? We said multiplied by 2. So from today, if we watch what we watch, the right content, we will watch it at the speed of? Yes, 1. Yes. So content slow. If possible, make it 0.5. If there was an option of 0.5. Watching a movie, watching a series there, and also consuming content from the phone at the same time. I can do two things at a time. And I can also talk to my spouse, or batao, and bacha here. I can do everything at the same time. And in between I'll go and answer an email also. What is the mind doing? So content slow. One thing at a time. Our intelligence of being able to do two, three, four things at a time has not created the right result. So content less, content slow, and most important, content right. Now how will we decide what is right content? What would be the definition of right content? Hanji? Which does not drain my energy. Anything else? Right content? Okay, just let's write it for now. Next line. Eat. See, these are these five things which go in, which are the source of our thoughts. So that's why we're writing the source above the thoughts. Five elements create our thoughts. What I watch, read, listen, eat, drink. This is raw material. Raw material which is going into my system. What I watch, read, listen, eat, drink. So watch, read, listen is not just content, but it's also information. Half an hour talking to someone on the phone, what did you absorb? Every conversation, every single piece of information is raw material for your thoughts. So I just will never be able to reach think right unless I have my content right. It's not possible. So content right also means information. So and so is doing this, this one shouldn't have done that, why did they do this? This I don't have to consume. Gossip is not time pass. Even if it's the truth that someone is the way they are, if I have nothing to do with it, I should not be consuming that information. Only if I'm playing a role where I have to do something, and even then make it a rule of life. If something involves two people, it's a waste of time, waste of energy to listen to one person alone. Absolute waste of time, waste of energy. Because two people will share the same situation from a completely different perspective. And so you listen to one and then you listen to the second one and you'll get completely different picture of the same situation. So if anybody wants to discuss, they need to come together. Don't waste your time, because it's not only a waste of time, it's waste of energy. Always remember, the more the other people have noise on their mind, they have lots to talk. Bahut bolte hain. Because they are so full here, they need someone with whom they can go and share. This can happen at work, this can happen at home, this can happen in friends. I need to talk to you. No problem, talk. But listen only if they are talking about how do I have to handle this situation, what do I have to do in this. Then they've come to discuss and learn. But if they've come to say, so and so is this, so and so and say this is this, no time, no energy. Our mind is not a dustbin where other people are going to empty theirs. Can we take care of information? Yes? Can you gently tell them, let's talk about something else? Yes, no? If you say yes here, then Monday, Tuesday something will start happening. Please remember, the other person is just taking out. It's like somebody has an upset stomach, indigestion. They are going to throw up. You want to stand right there? Do you want to stand right there? No, just move. And important is move and then take care of them because they're unwell. But don't encourage them to throw up again and again. Because if you are going to be such a good audience who says, huh, acha, acha, and then acha, acha, I'll tell you the story is only of 5 minutes because, but when the listener does, the story of 5 minutes goes up to 15, 20 minutes. So when someone is not giving you healthy information or content, say it through your body language and eye contact if you don't have the courage to say it through your words that I am not interested. And this is not being rude. This is taking care. Who all are you taking care of by saying that? Who are you taking care of? First myself. Second, the other person. Why? Because by listening to them, you are actually encouraging that sanskar. They are going to do it again and again and again. Third, who else is getting depleted? I, they, anybody else getting depleted? The person we are talking about. Because together we are sending that heavy energy to that person. And third, the environment where we are sitting. So its content is not just what's available off the screen, but it is information. It's conversation. Most of our phones have call recorder now, right? Any day you want to check yourself, replay a long conversation of 20, 30 minutes and see how much was useful in that conversation. And at the end of it, you'll find ke jo kaam ki baat thi, that was only 2 minutes. Remaining 25 minutes. So somebody will say, what were you talking? Kuch nahi, bas idhar udhar ka aur kuch. And then saying, we're so busy, we don't have time. We have lot of time. We're not short of time. We're short of strength. Tired mind. So content less, content slow, content right. And right means high vibrational content. Then eat. Eat means eat and drink. Eat. What's the next word? Eat. Eat. Eat right is third. Think less, think slow, think right. Eat. Eat less, eat slow, eat right. Not eat less. Why should we eat less? Eat light. Light. And today afternoon, evening, 4:15, we're going to learn that, how to eat light. Not eat less. Eat how much ever you want to eat. When you eat light, you can eat even more. But eat light. Light means which is quick to digest. Less burden on the gut. Less burden on the body. Healthy for the mind. Do we all know that this and this is connected? Imagine, remember on the day of the exam, we used to feel something here. The pain was not here and here. Where was the discomfort? Here. So it's always connected. When I'm stressed here, there's discomfort here. When this is upset, there is discomfort here. So now it's not possible to think right unless I'm eating right also. And this is something which Bharat as a culture knows it since thousands of years, that jaisa ann vaisa man hota hai. But today we've started looking at our diet only in terms of proteins, calories, writing all figure, 200 jada le liya, 100 jada kam liya. It's not only nutrients, it is vibrations, it's the energy of the food that we're eating. So eat light. Eat slow. We know that, right? But I will be able to eat slow only if I'm mindfully eating, if I'm doing something else along with my eating. Then I wouldn't be eating right. So eat light, eat slow, eat right. And when I do these two things, then will come think less, think slow, think right. And now when I do think less, think slow, think right, the next line after that, speak. So my thoughts are going to come in my words and actions, right? So now speak. Aren't we talking like nursery children, you know? But that's what it's all about, just going back to the basics of life. Nothing else, nothing complicated, all very simple. So speak, what are the three words? Less, then slow and right. Over here somewhere you'll find the board, it'll be there. It's there in every center and campus. It says, kam bolo, dheere bolo, meetha bolo. So about 20-25 years back when we didn't have these mobiles, so we were at a retreat center and we used to have those phone booths where those like you've come for a retreat. Now 3 days, how will they call back their families? So they would be standing in a line at the phone booth. And there was this man, he's standing there, the phone is there, and I like, what happened? He said, wo board dekho. I said, haan to? So he said, uspe likha hai, kam bolo, dheere bolo, meetha bolo. I said, haan. He said, phir bolo kya? He said, jaane do, nahi phone karna hai mujhe ghar pe. That's awareness of what we are speaking, how we are speaking. But you know what? You will not need to take care of your words. You only need to take care of your thoughts. That's why we are putting the speak after the thoughts. 25, 27 years back, the speed at which I used to talk, my parents would have to say, ek minute, samajh nahi aaya kya bola hai. Dheere bolo thoda. And I said, like, kaise dheere bolo? Matlab kya hai? Because for me that was normal. And so even if I tried to speak slowly, I couldn't do it. I said, what do they mean by dheere bolo? I'm speaking my normal speed. Now it's the other way around. People will say, thoda jaldi bolo. I said, this is my normal speed now. So you know, especially on these 1 minute videos. So now in 1 minute I cannot put any message there because that 1 minute it comes with all gaps, slow. But neither did I do that speaking fast and neither have I done this speaking slow. And I don't even know when it changed the speed. I came to know only when people said, you speak too slowly, this video, it's too. And that's why they say, your videos we listen on multiplied by 2. I said, your choice. Ideally you shouldn't, because the video is not content to hear. You just allow your mind to slow down when somebody is speaking slowly. And that's why today in the morning and now during meditation, when somebody speaks slowly, your mind will slow down and you go off to sleep. But that going off to sleep will only happen for a few days till your sleep cycle is back to normal. But very soon that will start becoming your speed. Do you want to think slow? You want to think slow. Not here, back at work. Not here, back at work. Do you want to think slow? Imagine a meeting, everybody like, and here you are, slow. Is that okay? Never listen to anything from this stage without using. Don't just write like that. And even if you've written, once you go back to your room, think, will this work back at my home? Will this work in my team? Will this work at my workplace? Am I going to be able to think slow? Will that work? Will it work? It is think less, think slow, think right. So when I think fast, when I think more, what is the third thing that happens? So whenever there is an important meeting, a stimulus, a situation, a crisis, you have to think right. And think right will always be think slow. It is not think slow will create think right. It is think right will create think slow. And when you think right and you think slow, there is clarity of thinking. There is no clutter. There is no noise. The mind is calm and stable. Intuition will work. We are going into an era where logical, analytical thinking and decision making will not work. You'll need an intuitive decision. But intuition doesn't work in a cluttered mind. Intuition will only work in a... Look at that pond. If that pond water is like this, will you be able to see what's there at the base there? No. So that top layer of the water has to absolutely still. And the more it becomes still, the clearer you can see what is. So what is at the bottom is the intuition. So that is that wisdom waiting to give you the answer. The wisdom is waiting there to give you the answer. But you can hear the answer only when this top layer of the mind... Shor itna hai. It's not the shor outside, it's the shor here. So speak less, speak slow, sleep right, speak right. Sleep. If throughout the day I think right, think less, and I speak right, speak less, then the third one is sleep. Hanji? Yes. Sleep less, sleep deep, sleep right. When you deep sleep, even if you want to sleep more, you won't be able to sleep. You will not need an alarm most of the time. And you will just wake up. I mean, there are times when I, or maybe many of us over here, I really try and say, I want to sleep for another 1 hour. Okay, I want to sleep for half an hour more. I have lots to do during the day. But I can't. I can keep lying down with my eyes wide awake. I can keep lying down with my eyes closed. But I just can't fall off to sleep. Because it's over. Once that charging is over, this mind cannot go to sleep. So it is sleepless. You don't have to work on the sleepless. That sleepless will automatically happen. It is sleep deep, sleep right. Sleep right means before going to sleep, no clutter, no content, no working till 10 o'clock in the night. That is sleep right. So when you sleep right, you will sleep deep. When you sleep deep, you sleep less. And now to the last one. When I eat right, I think right, I consume right content, I speak right, I sleep right. Now my karma, the doing. So next one is do, because we are doing throughout the day. So three words, do, do, do. Hanji, now you have to give the answer. Do right to natch. Usko likh do pehle. Do right. Wo to easy hai. When I think right, speak right, eat right, sleep right, doing to I can't even visualize how right that will become. Do right. Do less. Do less. Do less or do more? Do less, no? No? Think less, speak less, do less, no? Do more. How many feel you'll do more because you're thinking less and thinking right? Okay, so do more. And do slow. Do slow. Do good is the last one. Do right is the good one. Speed at which you'll be able to do your work. So much to do, no? The most important topic in every organization, work-life balance. I can't manage my work and my family and my... So, I have to do so much throughout the day. So when I think less, speak less, eat right, sleep deep, my doing will be more. And so, the speed at which I will be able to do it will be simple. You'll finish everything quick. Because there's no clutter here. There's no clutter. There won't be confusion. Should I do this? Should I do this? Because today what's happening, we're doing something, but we're thinking something else. There's sort of so much noise here while we're doing. Meditation is not for 15 minutes in the morning, for 1 minute every hour. That is in the beginning. Finally, within a few months, you are going to experience yourself in a very slow state of mind throughout the day. So we don't call it meditation for a few minutes, we call it a meditative lifestyle. And a meditative lifestyle means this will become your speed of thinking throughout the day. And it will become your speed because you will change the quality of thought. So when you're thinking right, it will be automatically thinkless. When there's no noise, I don't have clutter to talk about to anybody else. I haven't created a critical judgmental thought about someone to even go and say it to somebody else. I haven't created it. So less wasting of time in all these conversations which are unnecessary. And with all that sorting and with all that energy of light eating and deep sleep, my activity, my doing. So it will be do more and do fast, which means patafat, patafat, kaam khatam ho jayenge. Patafat. And obviously you're doing right. Because gyan, the knowledge that we study is, life is not about what we are doing. It is about how we are doing what we are doing. Life is not about how much I am earning. It is about how I am earning what I am earning. Because life is not about what I have achieved. Life is about my karma and my sanskar while I have achieved what I have achieved. So, theek hai na? Should we all say this together so that it gets recorded? First, the first one was content. Hanji. Content. Content less, content slow. Ab aapne bolna, I'm not going to say it. Content right. Next. Eat light. Very good. Sleep less, sleep deep, sleep right. Hanji. Think. Do is not here. After that is think. Think. See, these three factors, content, eating and sleeping, is going to influence your thinking. So you write those three on top and then your thinking. And as is your thinking, so is your speaking. So speaking will come after thinking. And as is your thinking and speaking, so is your doing. So the doing will come after that. So the first three are the raw material, the next three are what will come into action. Okay, is this sounding okay, all these six? Do you think it's logically making sense? Experientially and practically, we'll see it after we do it. Logically, is it making sense that I will be able to do more, do fast and do it right? Yes? Because all of us want to do more. Everybody wants to do more. And there's nothing wrong in that. Spirituality doesn't mean I become passive. Spirituality doesn't mean I don't want to achieve. Spirituality just means I am contented, I am very happy, and whenever my mind goes wrong, I take that 10 second gap and bring it back to the right thinking, and then with that I flow into the world and do more than what my capacity was even before. Because I'm going into the world now with a higher energy, right? With a higher energy. What the way we are living right now is like an unwell mind and body. Slow, sluggish, thinking so much, tired, fatigued, falling off to sleep. How long should it take to take a decision? This morning session, Atma, I the soul, is playing three roles, three faculties. What was the three things that I the soul am doing? One, two, three. First, mind, creating thoughts. Second, intellect, visualizing, taking decision. Third, come into action, repeated action, sanskar. Now I just need to check whether I am a healthy soul or a tired soul or a weak soul. If I am a healthy soul, mind, think right, think less. Decision making? healthy soul, decision making, quick, accurate decision, not just quick decision. Quick, accurate decision. Why? Because thinking less, thinking right. What is decision making? Decision making means there is an options of thoughts. I have to choose one thought from that and make my thought a decision. When you were invited to come here, you must have had a series of thoughts. Can I go? Can I not go? Will I get leave? Should I go? Should I take out 4 days? Is it worth it? What's going to happen there? What is all this meditation? Anyways, I can't do it. I tried lots of thoughts. So what was decision making? Thoughts, 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 and intellect goes and picks up one thought from there. That is a decision, right? So you picked up one thought and say, I'm going. Somebody picked up that one thought after 1 hour of invitation. How many of you picked up that one thought after a few days of the invitation? Okay, after a few hours of that invitation. And how many of you picked up that one thought the next second of the invitation? Oh, so aap to apne liye taali baja lo acche se. So what did you do? You decided, what did we say? And we do this often. We say, I decided immediately. So I decided immediately means, I did not give my mind the option to create so many thoughts. I probably just created one thought, I want to go. Second thought, I said, okay, but will I get leave? Then my mind said, of course, I'll manage. Finish. Not too many. It's like the menu that we have. The more there are choices, मैं क्या खाऊं अभी इसमें से सब में से ये खाऊं या वो खाऊं. But if there's only one thing cooked for you, you don't have to choose. Decision is already taken for you. So when you think less and think right, not just in a decision like should I go, or just in every decision, everything, there are not going to be too many options of thoughts. And so decision making automatically, we don't have to do anything for that. It automatically becomes very simple here. And you will reach a stage. I experience that very often nowadays after so many years. But nowadays I'm experiencing that I don't have to take a decision. My only that one thought is the decision. Just aur koi thought nahi aa rahi. So that's where we want to go. But you will start experiencing within a few weeks, within a few months of practice of think right, think less. So we only need to work on the right. So decision making will be very fast and accurate. Accurate because we know the basis of taking a decision will be what is my right karma. Finished. No other option. No other option. And when I know that the criteria for decision making is what is right karma, then anyway there are not too many options there. There's only one option always. And so taking decision is very fast. So automatically everything happening fast. I'm not wasting time in thinking, decision making, talking to people. What do you think I should do? Please tell me what you... No. You can never go to somebody else to ask them, what do I, what should I do? You cannot, because you are the creator of that thought, that sanskar and karma, and the decision you make is going to be your karma. So never ever ask anyone else for a decision. You can ask people for options, that's fine. But from all those options, who's going to pick up that one option has to be I, the soul, because it's going to create my destiny, that option. Never ask other people for a decision and never give other people a decision. Because it's a very good feeling when somebody says, aap mujhe batao na main kya karu. Haan haan, abhi batate hain, aap aao, ek second mein aapko answer denge hum. When we have to give decisions to other people, it's very fast. But the same thing, if I have to take a decision for myself, it goes like, don't give other people decisions. Because if you give them a decision, and they go and implement that decision, and they're not happy with the consequence, whether in their mind or even verbally to you, they will blame you for the rest of your life for that. And you have actually gone and got entangled in their karmic account and destiny only because you just gave the decision like that. Never ever. You can only give them options and very clearly tell them, you will have to decide.
And they can keep asking you, because you see, souls are becoming weaker, people don't have the courage to take decisions. And so they love to go and ask somebody and say, you decide for me. Never be that one. Never be that one. You're depleting the other soul by doing that. Right? So decision will be quick. So automatically all the doing will happen faster. So all this thing boils down to only one thing, and that is think right. But now how do I think right? And how do I know which thought is a right thought? And most important, is it possible to think right in a situation which is not right? Is it possible to think right in a situation which is not right? Yes, no, don't know. Think right in a situation which is not right. Think right with the person who is wrong. Possible? Difficult is not a problem. Just possible, we need the answer. Difficult to theek hai, easy ho jayega ek din. But if it's not possible, to we wouldn't even start. Who is the creator of our thoughts and feelings? I, right? But we're living in a world which is using the vocabulary which says, I'm upset because of, keep saying it and keep the finger there. I'm upset because of, and then your mind put the finger where you put every time at work and at home. I'm irritated because of, bolo na, you, huh? Bolo, bolo, itni baar sara din bolte hain, abhi kyun nahi bol sakte hain, huh? I'm irritated because of you. I'm upset because of you. I'm hurt because of you. I'm stressed because of work. You all have a nice word nowadays, work stress. There is no such thing as work stress. It can be work pressure, not work stress. I'm happy because of, I'm happy because of, it's also there. You know, when we were in school, we used to be told, write an essay on the happiest day of your life. That's where we made the fundamental mistake. We should have gone and written there in the answer, I'm happy always, and come back. Finished. But we said, no, ma'am, the day this happened, that day was the happiest day of my life. And there I went and programmed myself, something very nice has to happen outside for me to be happy here. And the day something is not right, obviously I will not be happy here. No, I am the creator of my thoughts and feelings. Situations may not be right. Situations can be bad. Situations can be ugly. People can cheat you, people can betray you, people can exploit you, people can come and physically hit you also. But there's only one thing that the situation and people cannot do. They cannot enter your, where can they not enter, put the finger there? Here. They cannot enter here. Can anybody enter here? So can anyone hurt me? They can sit there and shout at me, scream at me, abuse me, talk to me that way, talk about me to other people that way. They can do all that. But can they enter here and hurt me? No. So who hurts me? I. Who hurts me? I. How do I hurt myself? How do I hurt myself? What is hurt? Hurt is a series of wrong thoughts. But they don't seem wrong that time. They seem very natural. Obviously, I will think like this when they behave that way. No, I am choosing to think that way in response to their behavior. For example, aap khade ho jayenge ek minute. Now don't look at her. You are in that place, okay? And now right from here, I'm going to say something very mean, very rude, abusive vocabulary to her in front of 400 people and live on social media. This is her stimulus. This is the stimulus. Now she's going to respond. So who's the creator of the response? I'm only the stimulus. Anything outside of this space is the stimulus. Even the health of your body is a stimulus. We say, I'm not well, so how can I be happy? No connection between being happy and healthy. Huh, the connection is if you are happy, you will be healthy. But the connection is not if you are not healthy, you cannot be happy. It is mind over matter. It is not matter over mind. So you will meet people who can be going through a chronic cancer and they are vibrant. And you can meet people who have 100 fever and they are like, hi, main bahut bimar hu. Hota hai ki nahi hota aisa? Exactly. So this is a stimulus because anything outside the soul is a stimulus. It's an outside thing. So I can scream at her, I can use wrong language, I can shout. Who is creating her response? Who's creating her response? Bolo, bolo. You have to speak. You're not here to listen. Why you have to speak? Not for me to know the answer. Because when you speak, it's getting recorded here. When I speak, it's getting recorded on the camera. When you speak, it's getting recorded here. So please say it. Who's creating the response? She. Right? Now, does she have an option? What response to create? What are the options? She has a lot of options, huh? Lot of options. So now visualize this scene, go back to your workplace or go back to your home and see the stimulus and place yourself there and hear somebody behaving this a certain way and she has options, you said. Bring out the options. First option, first and easiest to do option. The easiest, where I don't have to think, I just have to do it. Easiest is when I shout, she shouts back. You don't have to think for that. Tit for tat, haan, theek hai. Eent ka jawab, patthar se denge. Easy, we don't have to think. Immediate reaction. So whatever energy I send to her, she sends back to me. That's a first instant reaction. Are we going to create that reaction henceforth? No, why no? Because we need to think slow? No. Why? Hanji? Why are we not going to shout back? Why am I not going to shout back? Because I'm going to make happiness a natural way of my life. Because I'm not going to be here, I'm going to live here in my life. Higher energy, higher vibration. Happy always. आज से आपको कभी भी कोई पूछे why are you so happy? Why are you smiling? So just give them one answer. I am happy. बोलिए. It's getting recorded. I am happy always. And then they will say, but this is what is happening in your organization. I heard people are getting fired. You say, yeah, I know. So then they will say, it is also possible that you lose your job tomorrow. You say, yeah, maybe. So will my happiness also go with my job? Are you sure? Will my happiness go with my job? They can only fire me from my job. To finish my happiness is my choice, not their power. Always remember what is the power of the other person and what is my power. Always. What is the power of the person, the situation, the stimulus? What all can they do? And what is the power that I have? They can do everything outside. That's their power. And I have only one power. It is here. But when I give up even that one power, then life becomes very helpless. Because then I say my life is not in my control. There's so much of uncertainty. Uncertainty is outside. There is uncertainty, but uncertainty is outside. Raj Yoga is going to teach you to create certainty inside. And once there's certainty inside, I never say there's uncertainty in my life. I say there's 100% certainty that anything come. We know that we'll respond right, and when we respond right, we will change situations, we will create a beautiful destiny. We need certainty in one of the two worlds, outside world or inside world. One of the two worlds should have certainty. Now the outside world is uncertain. So we want the inside world to be certain. Certain of what? That I will respond right to every situation. A very, very simple, very practical, what I was reading yesterday only, the cafe coffee day. Same situation. Big crisis. and she has responded in a completely different manner. This is showing us life. This shows us life. This shows us that same situation, every soul has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, so many different ways of responding. Everybody's heard about it?
Yes.
Read it again and again. Read it again and again. Just to remind yourself that whatever may be the situation, we always have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 ways of responding. So if I shout at you, one option is you can shout back. One, what vibration will it be? Now you put your hand. What vibration will it be? Lowest. She can probably even shout at me more than I shout at her. So that's even lower. Then it can be she can shout as much as I shout at her. Next can be, so we take, we're going to go like this. The next one is going to be, she can keep quiet. Now in that also there are options. First option is keep quiet here, noise here. That's one option. But that's also very good. That's also very, very good. Because you've at least not come out into verbal and behavior. So quiet here, noise here. Next option, quiet here, quiet here. Next option. Next option, forgive the other person. Can you forgive me? Hanji? Forgive. Can we forgive people who've done wrong to us? Hanji? Can we forgive people who've done wrong to us? Very, very, very wala wrong. Thoda wala wrong nahi. Very, 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 very wrong. Difficult? No problem. How many are saying possible but difficult? Very good. Then we can make it easy after that. Only don't put the word impossible there. Because you remember here, nothing is impossible. It's only a choice. I'm only going to choose to forgive. Then we'll see how to do that. Next, forgive. Anything higher than forgiveness? So I'm shifting from screaming back at them to remaining silent in my words, to remaining silent in my mind, to being indifferent, to being quiet, to forgiving. Anything else? Hanji? Very good. Compassion for the other person, which means blessing the other person every single day. Praying and blessing and meditating for that soul. How many are ready to do that for the person who's wronged you? Why the rest of you don't feel like doing it? Because your ego will say, why should I pray for that one who has wronged me? Tell your ego the answer, I am not doing it for them. I am not doing it for them. Who am I doing it for? That's why you keep your hand here and then go like this and then you will realize when you forgive and then when you bless, who is it that who's gone higher? Who's gone higher? I. So it's not for them. It's for me. But instead of that, I kept quiet, but I've held on to what they did. And it's there, here in my subconscious, not even in my conscious, I'm not remembering, but it's there, deep there behind. And I said, I can never forgive them. I'll never forget what they did. So who is it going to bring down? Not them. Who is it going to affect? So please tell yourself, I'm not doing anybody a favor. I'm doing everything for... Boliye? I'm doing everything for... Spirituality means being selfish. Hai na? Ajeeb lagta na? Selfish means sirf apna fayda socho. Apna fayda socho. And the beautiful part is that this selfish makes you selfless. Automatically. Automatically. Because when you are selfish, selfish means you are taking care what's right for me. Here it is selfish not in outer things, it is selfish in taking care of my state of mind. Prioritizing one's state of mind, oneself is not here. We are very used to here. Not here, it's here, in this world. Not prioritizing in the outer world, prioritizing yourself in the inner world. that my which thought, my which feeling, my which decision, my which karma is going to take me higher prioritizing. And now, again put your hand there. The higher you go in your vibration, not in your career, the higher you go in your vibration, your vibrations go. That's it. That is what makes you selfless. The lower you are, you're not even able to influence your children. Leave alone the world. We grew up in an era where we used to say, Mummy, Papa ne bola, to. What was the second part of the line? Bolo, bolo. Karna hi hai, there was no option. Our friends used to say, come on, how can you be like this? I said, no. My parents said no. So no means no. How many of you grew up like that? Parents said no means no. Means most of the time. Most of the time. Sometimes we could cry and fight and get our way through, but most of the time. They said no means no. And today the same we are saying, my children don't listen to me. So we are that stuck generation. Huh? We listen to our parents and now our children don't listen to us. So from both we are like sandwiched which way. But why are the children not listening to me? Why are they saying that? Did we ever think why? Because our parents had the power to influence us. They were not controlling us. They could influence us because where were they in their vibrations? Higher. But because of all our content, our information, lifestyle, wrong sleeping, we are depleted. So the power, we can give advice to the child, but we don't even have the power to influence the child. So the higher you go in self-care, you prioritize yourself, the more your power to influence will just go like this. So you've become selfless. You're radiating so much to the world. Our energy is a part of the collective energy of this planet. We sitting here are creating the vibrations of this room. So if I'm creating clutter here, it's not just here. I'm spoiling the vibration of the room. So the vibration of our house, the vibration of our workspace, every room has a vibration. How many of you feel the vibration of this place is a little different from where we've come? So you need to find out in the next 2 days, what is the reason for that difference? Because it's not a place. Have you seen anybody here meditating from morning to night? Can you see anybody doing that? No. Can you see them all activity? Yes. Yes. And you're not the only conference here. When you return on Tuesday, Thursday, the next group is coming. I have to come here again next Friday. Every Thursday there is a group here. Out in the world to organize one conference, they plan for months. Oh, is sal hamari conference hai. They plan like, here every Thursday it starts, every Tuesday it ends. Wednesday you get to change all the bed sheets, everything, everything, next Thursday again. So do you think everybody sitting here is sitting idle? But because they think right, they do more and they do fast. They are not sitting idle. And here at least it's a smaller campus. How many of you all saw Shantivan, the campus at the base? If you've not seen it, you have to see it on your way back. 20,000 people come and stay there. Everything is taken care of right from the railway station, bringing them here to dropping them there. You think the people living in the campus sitting idle? And most important, together of the three campuses that we have here, it's 2,000 surrendered brothers and sisters. Surrendered means not getting paid. So the incentive of money is over. No promotion. Now tell me what else can be an incentive in life? No money? No promotion, nothing to wait for that next year I'll be here. There is no going higher here in the outer world over here. There is only going higher in the inner world. No promotion, no incentive, no hierarchy. And most important, 365 days, 24/7 living with the same people. And most important, they are not family. Can you now compare? In this campus, 150 people. Mostly young brothers. You can see them, right? 150 people living in a premises 365 days of the year, 24/7, without being paid, without any promotion, doing all their work on their own, and this is the vibration. No, it's not about, now you go back, 4 people living at home, who are family, and we are seeing so much stress. So we need, use these 2 days, walk up to any of them, and you will find over here, you will have somebody who's not even gone to school, to somebody who's an MBA, to somebody who's a PhD, everybody is wearing that same white kurta pajama with the badge. And just walk up to them and say, like, what are you doing here? Why are you here? What are you getting out of this place? And then figure out the secret of this vibration. But if 150 people living in a campus without an incentive and having to live with each other, and it doesn't mean we are all perfect and that we never have difference. We have lots of differences of opinion. Lots. We are all coming from different family backgrounds, different educational backgrounds. Everything is different about us. So there are a lot of differences of opinions. But that morning meditation, that morning 1 hour of study, we think wrong and then quickly we get it back to think right. And the proof of that is in the vibration. That is why you are invited to come and stay here. Otherwise we could all come to your city and conduct the same retreat over there. The only thing we are not able to carry there for you is this vibration of the place. Why you need to feel the vibration? Just to know that it works in practical. It's not theory. So don't you think we can create the same energy back at home? Yes? Kaun karne wala ye wapas jaake? Same energy at home. And now think, when you create the same energy at home, your children are going to be empowered. In a world where children have stopped saying, I am stressed, they have started saying, I am depressed. And parents don't know who to put the finger on. And then they say, ah, too much padhai ka bahut pressure hai. No, that's not the reason. It's just that they are getting a lower vibration space now in the world, and that's why their emotional health is not uplifting. And of course they have that technology and all those things with them. Vibration. So the best gift you can give to your child is a higher vibration home. And how do we create a higher vibration home? One member of that family has to start moving up, up, up. We are only prioritizing earning more for them and giving them everything that money can buy. Trust me, I meet parents and it's the most painful thing for them when they have everything that money can buy. But there is their child sitting next to them going through panic, anxiety, saying, I am not going to be able to give tomorrow's exam. And all the money that the parent has is not able to give power to that child at that time, because power is the only thing which money cannot buy. It cannot buy. So like you work hard to earn money, the time has come to work hard, not hard, but take out that little time to earn power. Shakti. Kaun si shakti? Ye shakti. And so taking out these 3 days and coming here, you've already given that gift to yourself. But this gift doesn't remain with you. This is going to benefit your family. And you continue taking yourself up higher, it's going to benefit your organization. And you go higher and you're going to benefit the entire world just by being selfish. Just by being selfish. So the more selfish you become, the more selfless you become automatically. Because when you become selfish, this actually gets over and you become a giver. Because situations and people are not going to affect your state of mind anymore. So you won't deplete them by getting depleted yourself. So are you ready to gift your family this? So call them up and tell them today. For this one thing, you use your phone today. Tell them, I'm coming back with. Because they'll ask you went to Mount Abu, what are you buying for us, getting for us? I'm not buying anything that money can get. What am I going to get back for you? Boliye, what am I going to get back for you? Kya lekar aane wale? But ek bar bol diya to lekar jana padega. It's very simple. That's why you can see practical. 150 people can create this vibration. Four people is simple. Four people is simple. The only thing, first equation from today. No blaming. The situation for how I am feeling, let the situation be the worst that anybody can think of. The worst. It is still a stimulus. It is still an outside situation. And I am the creator of the response. I choose. And then I will write my options. We'll see that tomorrow evening. Today you just write your options. Whether a situation at work, whether a situation at home, anything. I have options how to respond. And from this moment onwards, I am going to choose only. What options am I going to choose? The higher vibration option. Just write that much. Higher energy option. Which means anything which is going to take me higher. Out in the world, everybody wants to move higher. Up the ladder of their career. We want to move higher in our vibrations. We will automatically move up in that career ladder. But we will move up with happiness. Out in the world, the more they are moving up higher, the more, what is increasing? Stress is increasing. Because they are moving up in the outer world without taking care of moving up in the inner world. Every hospital has an executive health checkup. They don't have a worker health checkup. So diabetes, blood pressure, cardiac. Which segment of society? Executive health checkup. So which means the higher I go, stress is normal. Hai na? Theek hai? Theek hai? Stress is normal? Stress is a... What's the word going to be? Stress is a option. Choice. Choice. And so, all the gyan that you're studying here, don't miss a single session. It's not a session. It's just being here in this energy where everyone is sitting together with one collective thought process. It's not easy to get this when everyone together is sitting with a collective thought process. So even if you want to sleep, come here and sleep. No problem. Nobody will wake you up, promise. Sleep, but sleep here. Don't sleep in the room. We have not come here to sleep in the room. You sleep here, no problem. We are all very compassionate here. We understand you're tired, you're sleep deprived, you're bored, no problem. We don't get offended if you're bored, no problem at all. But sleep here. Just be, use this energy. This video, this content, they are all available. It's not about listening. It's about just being here, absorbing this energy, and you're not even aware you're actually moving upwards already. How many are feeling I've moved up a little? Kitna upar gaya? Dekhna hai na, Monday tak we have to check. Kahan tak pahunchna hai? How many feeling a little more calmer, peaceful? How many had a good sleep last night? How many felt a difference in their sleep compared to back home and here? Simple. So what was the difference? In fact, it was a new room, a new bed, and most important, with somebody stranger. Anybody had a snoring partner? See? So not the ideal conditions for good sleep. And how many of you were in a room with six in a room? And how many slept well with six in a room? Taali baja lo ab apne liye acche se, bahut acche wali. See, this is all proof. That's why you're here. This is the proof. On a different bed, on a new bed, in a new place, with six people in a room, I'm raising my hands and saying I had good sleep. So we don't have to do anything for sleep right, sleep deep. We don't have to do anything. Right content, right information, right energy, and there it is. Deep sleep. Deep sleep. So no problem in sleeping with six people in a room, right? You all are sleeping sleep. When I came earlier, we used to sleep 10 in a room. 10. I had great fun sleeping 10 people in a room also. The more it is, the more resilience. The more the ability to bend, the more the ability to adjust. A joint family always meant higher resilience, right? And then we moved from joint to nuclear to single. To me, my phone, my laptop and my dog. I'm very happy. Now, as you guys, I'm very happy with my dog. Very good. But the dog cannot build up your emotional resilience. It will build up only when we bend, we adjust, we tolerate, we let go, we forgive. We put a full stop to things and say, it's okay, khatam hui baat, over. That's what's going to build up that emotional resilience. Theek hai? Simple. Let's write down a few thoughts for today's homework. A few thoughts which would go into the category of right thoughts. Right thoughts means a thought that I want to become in reality. That's what we call our affirmations. Sankalp. I am a powerful soul. I am a powerful soul. I am calm and stable always. I am calm and stable always. I am always happy. See the line, it's I am always happy, not when things are good. Always is the word to be underlined. Fourth, choose any of your personal sanskars and write one for yourself. So that's going to be different for each one. Any nature you want to change about yourself, anything, you write an affirmation for that. Vocabulary is, I am, not the negative word, the high energy word, soul. If you can't think of it, just put it blank for now, but you are going to write on that today. Doesn't matter if the line works out or wrong, don't worry, but write one for yourself today. I am a positive word replacing that negative sanskar of mine. So we used to say, I am stressed, today we are saying, I am happy always. So that's the vocabulary change. What I am, I'm not going to write. I'm going to write what I want to be and I'm going to say, I am. So that is what is happening in your meditation every time. Are you listening to what is being said? See the vocabulary very carefully. Every sister is going to come and say, or every brother is going to come and say, sit back, bring your eyes center of the forehead and say this. I'm a powerful soul. I'm a peaceful soul. I'm a loveful soul. Everyone will say the same thing. Because what are they teaching us? Those seven qualities of the soul. Did we get those seven ones right today? What are the seven sanskars of the soul? Purity, peace, power, happiness, love, knowledge, bliss. So meditation is going to activate those seven sanskars. Jaisa sochenge, vaisa ban jayenge. As I think, so I become. So we kept saying, I'm stressed, we created stress. Children today are saying, I'm depressed. Never allow your child to say that. Never allow your child to say that. So the fifth one you're going to write on your own for any of your sanskars. Tomorrow we will discuss and put in the answer there if you haven't got it. Next one, my body is perfect and healthy always. My body is perfect and healthy always. In case of any health issue, write one affirmation for that specific health issue. And the vocabulary will be, that organ of my body is normal. That parameter is normal. Give a figure. Wherever there's a figure, give a numerical figure to it. My blood pressure is normal. Figure. My sugar level is normal. Figure. This is only for if it is not. For everybody else, simple. My body is perfect, healthy, always. Next one for relationships. I accept everyone. Everyone accepts me. And all my relationships stand strong on trust and respect. I accept everyone. Everyone accepts me. The next one will be professional. That again you can write later. Vocabulary, whatever you want to achieve, you write, I already have, fill in the blank. It's already done. Sankalp se siddhi means repeat the sankalp and see it happening. We'll see that tomorrow in more detail. But we're going to start experimenting with it today, so we're writing it now. If there's anyone to forgive and forget, put that. put their name there and say, I forgive, I release the past, I let go. I forgive with the name. I forgive, I release, I let go. I radiate blessings to you. It's just a thought. I cannot forgive, I cannot forget, just a thought. I forgive, I forget, I release, just a thought. Just have to choose one of the two. It's just a thought. And last, God's power and blessings is a divine circle of protection around me. Visualize white light, divine energy circle around you. Why we draw this white highest energy circle around us? Because it's like I'm enveloping myself with a higher energy circle. Lower energy vibrations cannot enter into it. Jaisa lohe lohe ko kaatta hai, soch soch ko kaatti hai. You cannot have anybody's lower energy vibration entering into a higher energy circle. So protect yourself. And now, anything going on in your life which you want to change, put it that as the one before this, but you're going to keep a space and you can do that in your room tonight. Create an affirmation for anything in your life that you want to change. Vocabulary has to be very clear, very accurate. What I want should happen, I'm going to say it has already happened. The line should have only positive, high vibrational words. No, not hope, wish, it is. I hope this happens, I wish this happens. No, it has already happened. And then tomorrow we'll take it up. But you do that little exercise today. Okay? Now, how do we make this manifest faster? These will be your last thoughts that you will create before going to sleep today. And ideally, write them. Don't say them in your mind in the night. Over here, your mind is calm. It will be calm even after you return if you practice it daily. But by the end of the day, if there's too much clutter, it doesn't work there. So it's best to write it out. Best to have a diary next to the pillow. Second, in the morning after your meditation. Or even if you, by the time you even get up, and wash your face and sit to meditate, you can say these thoughts so that you don't allow your mind to say any other thought. We are changing the frequency at which this mind vibrates, shifting the frequency. So get up in the morning, Om Shanti, good morning to myself, Shukriya to Paramatma, I am a powerful soul, I am happy, I am always perfect, my life is beautiful, just keep saying it. Just keep saying, don't give your mind the space to say anything else. Your mind says, today there's a meeting, just say immediately, it's going to be a beautiful experience. The mind will say, acha, okay, theek hai. And very soon the mind will stop the other vocabulary. It's such a beautiful life when that happens. And then you sit in meditation. So morning and night, and then just before your meal. Eat right means the food has to have the right vibrations. Why you are also asked to come here, so that we can give you the right food to eat. That right food is cooked in the right manner. And the sisters and brothers cooking for you have to meditate while they are cooking. They know that. They will have nice high energy words playing while it is being cooked. And then they will take a little sample of all the food, go into the meditation room and focus meditation with the food for 10-15 minutes. Then come back and add it to your food, and then you will get that food. And this happens 3 times a day, every single day, not just in the ashram, but everyone living at home also cooks that way. Because we know the power of eat right on think right. Jaisa an vaisa man. 30,000 people come there in Shantivan, and yet it is we who have to cook. There cannot be anybody else coming from somewhere and just cook there. We cannot buy anything from outside, bread, ice cream, biscuits, prasad. Everything has to be cooked inside. Because it's not about what you are eating, it is about how it has been cooked, what you are eating. So now the last part is yours. that you have to eat right, which means take a 5-second pause, like you wash your hands, wash the energy of the food, and just say your affirmations. And that's why we were taught to pray before we eat, right? Which means say high energy words before food and water. So we would do it 3 times a day with food, 4, 5, 6 times a day with water. Anybody has tea, coffee with that? It takes only 10-20 seconds after that. I, for one, can forget to wash my hands before I eat. But I will never ever eat without adding that affirmation there. Cannot. Within 1 hour of who's cooked for you, their emotion becomes your emotion. Within 1 hour. So be very careful of eating right. So from today, now, when you go for lunch, please say your affirmations just before. Don't need to say all 10, just pick up 3-4 and just say that. And do it in a way which nobody comes to know, because we're going to do it back at work. Don't stare at that. Everybody say, "Tum kya kar rahe ho? What is all this?" No, no, no. Make it very simple, very natural. No one should come to know. Who all will do it for lunch today? Lunch, tea in the evening for those who have tea, dinner. 3, before going to sleep, 4. Tomorrow morning while walking here for meditation, 5. Breakfast, 6. While having a bath, if you have nothing else to think about, do this. It's the best thing to do because the water that's falling on you is getting energized. You remember our grandparents used to say Om Namah Shivaya while having a bath? How many have heard that sitting outside the washroom? I used to always wonder, how can they pray in the bathroom? Now I understood what they were doing. They were energizing the water which was falling on them. I said, how can they say Om Namah Shivaya in the bathroom? That's the reason they were doing it. They were energizing the water which was falling on them. So say high energy words while you're having a bath. If you're creating all stress about what's going to happen while having a bath, the water has all got energized negatively, and so it's going to impact your body. And then of course, in every session there's going to be meditation. So we're going to do this every single day till Monday, so that by the time we return, it will become our habit. Chalo, 10 seconds silence. We will walk in silence for lunch to dinner, to the dining hall. Now practice this. This can be done in 10 seconds. Center of the forehead, eye, the point of light. I can see myself. I am a powerful being. I'm always happy. I'm calm and stable always, in every situation. I forgive, I forget, I bless them. I eat right, I sleep deep, I think right. I speak right. I live right. Now in this same state, in this vibration, we will stand up. Don't let the energy change. Khade ho jaye. And now walking to the dining hall in this state. Don't let energy change while we are walking. So silence till we reach the dining hall, till we take the lunch and say our affirmations, then we will get into a conversation. Till then, silence.